In this video, we are going to talk about order, oversight, and accountability in multiplication. Whenever churches begin multiplying microchurches, house churches, daughter churches, soul centers, or other ministry expressions, one concern often appears quickly. How do we multiply without creating confusion? That is a good concern. The answer is not to avoid multiplication. The answer is to multiply with biblical order. The New Testament church was full of movement. The gospel spread from city to city, household to household, and region to region. But that movement was not careless. Leaders were appointed, churches were strengthened, teaching was guarded, elders were recognized, disputes were addressed, mission was connected to sending communities. Biblical multiplication includes both freedom and order. Freedom without order can become chaos. Order without freedom can become stagnation. A healthy church needs both. Microchurches and house churches need enough freedom to reach people relationally and contextually, but they also need enough oversight to remain faithful, safe, and connected. A daughter church needs room to grow into its own expression, but it also needs sending support, doctrinal clarity, and leadership accountability. A soul center needs local initiative, but it also needs recognized leadership, shared faith commitments, and responsible ministry practice. Order begins with clarity. Who is leading? Who is overseeing? What is the purpose of the gathering? What teaching commitments guide the ministry? How are leaders trained? How are concerns reported? How are finances handled? How are vulnerable people protected? How are conflicts addressed? How does this ministry stay connected to the sending church or recognized network? These questions may feel administrative, but they are deeply pastoral. They help protect people. They help protect leaders. They help protect the gospel witness. Accountability should not be framed as suspicion. In Christian ministry, accountability is a form of love. It means leaders are not alone. It means someone is praying, guiding, correcting, encouraging, and helping the ministry stay healthy. Pastor, this is especially important when enthusiastic people want to start something quickly. Enthusiasm is a gift, but it is not the same as readiness. A person may be gifted but still need formation. A person may be charismatic but not yet accountable. A person may gather people but need training in scripture, boundaries, and servant leadership. That is why study-based training and local endorsement matter. Christian Leaders Institute can help prepare leaders through accessible courses. Christian Leaders Alliance can help provide public recognition and ordination pathways connected to local endorsement. The local church provides the relational discernment and oversight that training alone cannot replace. Together, this creates a healthier ecosystem. Multiplication should not depend on personality alone. It should be rooted in Scripture, confirmed by the church, supported by training, and practiced with accountability. When order and oversight are healthy, multiplication can flourish, leaders feel supported, pastors feel more confident, families are protected, teaching remains grounded. The church becomes more courageous in sending. The goal is not control for control's sake. The goal is faithful ministry that can last. A church that refuses to multiply may become safe but stagnant. A church that multiplies without order may become active but unstable. A church that multiplies with wise oversight can become both fruitful and trustworthy. That is the vision. Train leaders, discern calling, clarify roles, provide oversight, commission publicly, support faithfully, correct gently when needed, celebrate gospel fruit. When churches multiply with order, the main worship service becomes more than a gathering. It becomes a sending center. And from that sending center, the gospel can move into homes, neighborhoods, communities, and nations.